You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever, and you really, there's not going to be any lasting change in your life apart from the Word of God. But on the other side of it, I've heard people say, well, I believe the Bible, but it just doesn't seem like it works for me. And so what we're talking about now is how you can utilize the Word to change and how to receive from God and how to get the Word to work for you. And really, a lot of what we're talking about is to try to end frustration in your life, to be honest, because a lot of you have been kind of trying it your way of some sort of hybrid of different things you've been taught rather than what the Scripture actually says. And so we're trying to actually get into the Word and find out what did Jesus say would bring forth change and how does he do things. Because again, we talked about this, but people are praying, they're fasting, they're crying out to God, and they're not seeing any change. And they think that somehow or another that God is against them and that he's withholding from them, but that's not true. It's just you're not cooperating with God's method of how he does things in the earth, okay? And the way that God does things is through his Word, okay? And you can have anything the Word promises, but you have to sow the Word. The Word promises healing, but you have to sow the Word. The Word promises prosperity, but you have to sow the Word. The Word promises peace, but you have to sow the Word. The Word promises wisdom, but you have to sow the Word. It doesn't matter what you come up with. You've got to sow the Word. And forgive me, but 15 minutes in the promise box is not sowing the Word. It's a start, right? Let me just say this. Even the 15 minutes in the promise box, if you are not allowing it to be implanted to you, it's still not sowing. So here's the thing. How do we get the Word of God to produce in our lives? Very, very simple. And this parable explains a lot. Okay, and so we're going to start today. We've mentioned it, but we're going to start today going down all the way through this parable very simply, so that you can see the Word produce in your life, okay? To see the promises of God fulfilled. Because, dear heart, God is not withholding on you. God, you know, if you're standing there and you've been looking at your plot of ground and you really want tomatoes, like we've talked about earlier, and you really want tomatoes, and yet you can't figure out why tomatoes are coming up, first ask the question, am I sowing tomato seed? Because it's not enough that I pray about tomatoes. It's not enough that I fast about tomatoes. It's not enough that I genuinely cry out for tomatoes. I actually have to sow tomato seed. And Jesus begins to address this. Now, but there are people that are attempting to sow the Word and they're not really seeing change. And we're going to answer why that is, not just today, but we've got a lot to cover. We're going to go through this. Now, go with me back to Mark chapter 4. And we're going to start in we've already read the parable, if you haven't. It's in Mark 1 through 9. In verse 10, it says, but when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. And then he says, to you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, all things come in parables. Seeing they might see and not perceive, hearing they might hear and not understand, lest they should turn and lest their sins be forgiven them. And then he asks this question. He says, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables. Now, again, I can't underscore this enough, that you've got to understand this parable if you're ever going to receive from him. If you're going to understand anything God says or does, trying to figure out what's going on, you've got to understand this parable. Okay? Now, he says the sower sows the word. Okay, very first thing, God is going to do things from his word. When he wants his people to produce a harvest and a crop, doesn't matter what that crop is, whether it's spirit, soul, body, financial, or socially, he's going to sow the word. Even spiritually, for you to be born again, he sowed the word. That's the reason that Peter says that you were born not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. He wanted to see you born, so what did he do? He sowed the seed. Jesus was that seed. We've already talked about that. Now, let's start this in verse 15. And this is where we're going to begin to help you receive from the word. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately to take away the word that was sown in their hearts. Okay, now this sounds a little bit like the devil has all this power, and that he just shows up, kicks them in the head, and takes the seed. And that is not what happened. Okay. Now, I want to compare this for just a second. Go with me to Matthew chapter 18. Now, again, if you've missed any of these broadcasts about how to change your life forever, if you've missed anything about these, you can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. And you can listen to all these things for free. Our partners make that possible. Thank you, partners, for doing that. Not only that, we're giving away right now, if you need to learn how to pray to know the will of God for your life, we've got some prayers that we're giving away that are absolutely free. Just contact the ministry and we'll be glad to give them to you. Now, in Matthew chapter, 18, and we're going to be, Matthew 13, we're going to be in 18. Okay, and this is a different account of it. He says, therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches it away, what was sown in their heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. Now in Mark, flipping back over there, he says that this is the ones sown by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. How did this happen? Well, they heard it, but they didn't understand it. And you might be sitting there, like I have done many times, and say, well, that's me. I've read a lot of scriptures I don't understand. So Satan's just stealing everything. No, because I want to look back at this for just a second. Okay? Let's go back. We're here in Mark chapter 4. Go back up to verse 10. But when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. Then it says in verse 13, do you not understand this parable? So they're telling him they did not understand it. Okay. But Satan didn't immediately steal this word, did he? And here, let me say it like this. Let me go back to this verse 10. This was not just for the 12, because it says those around him with the 12. Let me kind of break it down and kind of take all the religion out of it and get real with it. Jesus teaches a service, right? And he brings forth this parable, right? And there's a lot of people there, right? But the service is over. And the people go, wow, that was a great service. Thank you, Pastor Jesus. That was phenomenal. Great message. Now, they don't understand the message, but they want to go eat. Okay? And so they're not sticking around. They want to get home. They want to do what they want to do, their thing. So even though they didn't understand the message, they get up from their chair, their rock or whatever, and they walk off. Now, the 12 are still standing there. And there's another group of people that are still standing there. Those around him with the 12. So the 12 are there, yes. But then there's another group of people that did not just immediately get up and leave. They stuck around. And so the 12 and this group come to him and say, sir, We heard the parable, but we don't understand the parable. Could you explain the parable to us? Now, Satan, a lot of times, because I want to be clear, because people sometimes get this automatic idea, if you don't understand it, Satan's just going to steal it. No, because nobody there understood it. Not the people that left, not the people that stayed. Nobody understood it. And so, but the people who stayed sought understanding. They were not content just to walk through life and say, I hear this word, sir, but I don't get it. But I guess you just can't get it. I'm walking off. Because there's plenty of people that sit in a service and they hear it and they don't understand what the word says, or they read the Bible and they don't understand what the word says, and they don't care. I don't understand it, but I guess maybe you're not supposed to understand it. All right, let's go eat. Right? But these other people didn't do that. These other people said, no, this is too important. What he's saying is too important. I'm not just letting this slide. I'm going to find out what he means. I'm going to find out what he's talking about. Well, see, the word didn't get stolen from them, because even though they didn't understand it to start with, they were not content not to understand. They sought understanding. Listen, this is the reason it is so important that you are in a local church where you hear the word of God as it is written on a regular basis and are continually having this sown into your heart, and this word is being expounded to you. Listen, you don't need a bunch of self-help messages. You need the word of God taught to you simply. If you're in Florida, right now we've got three churches operating in Florida, one in Clewiston, one in Palm Beach, and one in Port St. Lucie. You should come and hear the word. Same teaching goes on there that you hear on this broadcast. But if you're not in Florida, contact us and we'll try to help you find a church. But you need a local church. You are not going to get everything just listening and watching me. You need to go to a strong local church that teaches you the word of God and opens it up exactly what Jesus did. Doesn't just throw it out there, but explains it so that you can live it. Michael has some important announcements. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994.